on Rhode Island College Week. People commit crimes for a number of reasons. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Frederick Reamer, professor in the School of Social Work, untangles the data from the stories to learn why.
Throughout my career, I've planted my feet firmly in two very different worlds, academia and prisons. My research has studied patterns of criminal behavior in a sample of nearly 25,000 prison inmates I've come to know. I mined the data and found several compelling and illuminating themes that have helped me decide how to intervene in offenders' lives. And here's what I've learned. Some people commit crimes because of their desperate circumstances, perhaps to dig themselves out of an overwhelming gambling debt or prevent eviction. These offenders may sell narcotics or commit an armed robbery in a desperate attempt to pay the bills. Others commit crimes because of their intense rage and wish for revenge, usually because of their sense that they've been wronged, leading them to conclude it's payback time. There's the inmate who shot the neighbor because of a protracted land boundary dispute, and the one who murdered an estranged lover. Still, other criminals cross the line because of their chronic addiction or severe mental illness, their withdrawal-induced need for heroin, their hallucinations led to the armed robbery of an innocent convenience store clerk. And then there are the offenders who got caught up in youthful, misguided frolic and mischief, perhaps killing someone during an alcohol-fueled game of Russian roulette. During my career, I've learned that data tell compelling stories. Data-informed stories help professionals like me understand why people commit crimes. They help professionals intervene in offenders' lives and ideally prevent harm down the road. Indeed, data-driven stories matter.
That was Frederick Reamer of Rhode Island College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.